reckon if it'd be safe to keep it till this evening?
No, makes no difference to me. I just don't want you to hurt yourself, that's all.
Well, I want to keep it long enough so I can win a shooting contest off in a big, swollen-headed stiff out of the Wild West show.
You mean Frank Butler?
Well, they didn't say his name.
But he's a champion.
Well, what's that?
Why, he's the best.
He was.
Well, anyway, Butler wouldn't shoot against the girl.
Oh, he ain't got no choice. He challenged anybody. Besides, I don't shoot like a girl. I shoot like a man.
Pretty set on yourself, ain't you?
About that I am. But soon's I tries to shine up to folks, I'm as gawky as a scrub oak. Ain't I?
Oh, I don't know. I seen worse than you.
Honest? Say, you want to stick around and bring me luck?
That big, swollen-headed stiff's gonna need the luck.
Oh, however you like it, just so's you stay. Oh, because when I'm up there with all them folks watching me, I'll be looking for you.
You'll find me.
Oh, where you going? What's the matter? Don't you like me?
Oh, sure, honey, I like you fine, but you're not enough woman for me. I like the dainty kind, the kind that faints when she sees a mouse.
Meaning, I suppose, when I see a mouse, the mouse faints.
I like them all dimpled and rosy. The girl that I marry will have to be as soft and as pink as a nursery. The girl I call my own will wear satins and laces and smell of cologne. Her nails will be polished, and in her hair she'll wear a gardenia, and I'll be the stead of flitting. I'll be sitting next to her, and she'll purr like a kitten. A doll I can carry, the girl that I marry must be. And she'll purr like a kitten.